This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from 1 Timothy 6. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, friends, it's good to be with you. Apologies for missing the last couple of days of the Morning Five due to unexpected travel issues. Glad to be with you today. Let's get to the news. First, on Monday of this week, President Biden released details of a new student loan debt forgiveness plan that would affect nearly 30 million borrowers. The plan is not yet enacted and will face legal challenges like his previous major announced plan. But this is a sweeping effort in an election year. It includes the canceling of up to $20,000 in interest and would reduce payments for 25 million borrowers and erase all debt for more than 4 million Americans. Altogether, 10 million borrowers would see debt relief of $5,000 or more, according to Biden administration officials. Again, this is just the latest in a series of efforts to kind of by piecemeal advance their efforts to cancel student loan debt after the Supreme Court put a halt to their previous, the Biden administration's previous efforts on this front. Next news item: on Monday, former President Trump said that he believed abortion should be entirely left to the states, and that there should not be federal legislation on abortion. This is widely seen as a reflection and acknowledgement of the difficulty that abortion presents to his election effort, his effort to return to the White House. Though some pro-life groups expressed disappointment with the policy, many of them simultaneously reaffirmed their support for his candidacy. This came just a day before a significant ruling in Arizona that came down yesterday, approving allowing for a significant ban on abortion in Arizona to be enacted, which will heighten the salience of abortion in Arizona, both in its presidential race, but also competitive Senate and House races in the state. The decision in Arizona allows for the enforcement of a 160-year-old abortion ban that was on the books in Arizona. The ruling is on hold while lower courts will have the opportunity to hear other challenges to the state law. But again, this ruling heightens the salience of abortion in the state and nationally, and we've seen that response unfold in the last 24 hours. Finally, on Saturday in Idaho, a 18-year-old was arrested, and federal prosecutors charged the 18-year-old with attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State group. The 18-year-old is accused of planning a series of attacks on churches in Idaho at the direction of the Islamic State, with a group associated with the Islamic State. Attorney General Merrick Garland said, thanks to the investigative efforts of the FBI, the defendant was taken into custody before he could act, and he is now charged with attempting to support ISIS's mission of terror and violence. The Justice Department will continue to relentlessly pursue, disrupt, and hold accountable those who would commit acts of terrorism against the people and interests of the United States. All right, let's end the news there and close with prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad, because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. Thank you for joining me today. As always, Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a great day, and we'll be with you tomorrow for another episode of Where We Are.